Hello and welcome to Horrible Friends. It's a podcast and book club format about horror movies. And this week we have Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf. Starting off, my name is Kyle.
I'm Chris.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Jarvis.
Man, the way this is going to work out is we're going to go ahead and tell you a little bit of history about this here, this movie, if you want to call it that. We're going to give you the breakdown scene by scene, scene by agonizing scene. And then we're going to give you our little taste of our spoopometer, spoopy meter at the very end, and let you know how scared we were during this movie. I can't even help it. Dan, what do you have for that history?
Sharktopus versus Werewolf from 2015.
Dan, you seem to be struggling.
I was gonna say, if you could, like, if I could bet all the money in the world and take a guess, if I didn't know who picked this movie for us to watch, I would be so rich right now. All right. So our director for this is Kevin O'Neill. Kevin O'Neill is actually a visual effects person. He's done things like Bram's Dracula, among like other things in terms of his visual effects styles. But when it comes to directing, Kevin likes to get down because he's done movies like Dino Shark, Dino Croc, Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader, and Sharktopus versus Terracuda.
Now, what is a Terracuda?
It is. I'm so happy you asked that because I looked it up. It's part pterodactyl and part barracuda.
Huh.
And this is, by the way, a sequel to the original of just Sharktopus. So
yeah.
We're already putting the listeners at a disadvantage, so we apologize in advance.
Can I honestly, I started watching this movie and I was like, oh no, I missed some plot points. And then I looked up the actors. None of them were in any of the other ones. So I guess I didn't miss any plot points. I was just very confused when it started. But I guess I digress. The writer for this.
Someone wrote this?
This isn't even like I don't think AI would do this. It's like that's beneath me.
I'm not doing that.
Your computer would just shut off.
Yeah, that's our one weapon against the AI is all we have to do is ask it to write the actual sequel to this movie, and it'll be like, I'm just gonna shut down, dude. I'm just done.
If we are consistently stupider than the machines, then they can't predict our next move. Right?
It's the idiocracy defense, right? It's just.
And there we.
sorry to tell you, but a person did write this. It was Matt Yamashita, who is known for writing things like Sharktopus versus Terracuda, Virtually Heroes, and Art School of Horrors.
I thought you were going to say Matt Damon, and I was going to absolutely go.
He was like, you know what? I had a free weekend, and I was high as fuck.
If I were to ask you what you thought the budget was for this, and I think Jarvis already knows it, but if I were to ask Kyle and Chris, what do you think the budget was for this?
Ah, man, it's either absurdly low or absurdly high. I'm going to go with $237,000.
I'm going to say $50,000.
How much is an eighth going for these days? Because I feel like that probably factored heavily, huh?
The budget for this movie was $6 million.
No, it fucking wasn't.
Where?
Wait, six million pesos or $6 million? What are we going with?
Dude, no, for real. I know. I didn't look it up. You're being completely serious right now.
It said, as per IMDb, it says that it was approximately $6 million.
You know where they spent all the money? I can tell you where. There's a scene halfway through this movie with choreographed gang members fighting. That choreography cost $5 million.
They spent it on choreography. And how much did they pay Casper Van Dien to be in this movie? That had to be at least $1 million right there.
You know, maybe like back in the day it was $1 million. 2015 Casper might not be worth as much, unfortunately.
Damn. I have no words. Wow.
Yeah, well, we've done it before where it's like, we jokingly were like, you know, it's $1 million. Someone making a horror movie for $1 million seems like a ton of money, but it's nothing in the grand scheme of horror movie or just movies in general. And you tell me that this movie, this sci-fi original TV show movie with $6 million That got embezzled, right?
Like, who does these? Like, who makes these? How? What is to gain? Where? Like, I need to understand the value proposition.
This was such a weird. It was such a weird trend at this time.
It was
sci-fi originals. I didn't get it with like the Sharknado and things like that. I just didn't get it.
Well, it was like at a. I feel like it was at a weird time of like pre-meme culture where it was someone made something weird. It showed up on sci-fi and it did explode. Like the Sharknado exploded and like
it did. But this is part of that branch off, right?
Correct.
Sharks were huge and they explored every avenue of that.
And I think it just. They thought, I don't know, did they think it was bringing money in? Did people just suddenly start watching sci-fi? Like, I don't know how you judge or get more. Oh, man, I'm so good. I don't know.
Yeah, ironic horror definitely had its heyday, and I think this is kind of smack dab in that.
The runtime for this, just quickly giving you that, it was about an hour and 25 minutes. So, I mean, kind of long considering what we were watching, but, you know, whatever. But what I do want to get to is our list of other 2015 horror movies that we could have watched. And I only wanted to include other television horror movies that came out in 2015 because it really felt like that's what we're going to get on. So we had Lavalantula.
Not the worst movie I've ever seen.
We have Lake Placid versus Anaconda.
So the entire lake versus an anaconda?
Yeah, it's just the lake versus a snake.
Lake versus snake!
I mean, I can understand that having a $6 million budget.
What's the catering like for a sentient lake? These are the questions. Right?
And the last one is, this is my favorite one, Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Yep. Those were all on sci-fi? Or
I would assume.
They had
Lavalantula is the sci-fi original. Obviously, Sharknado is. I don't know about Lake Placid versus Anaconda. But it would not be difficult to assume that that's the network responsible.
Imagine they're all $6 million a piece, right? Imagine that's
you can't.
Well, remember they had like crazy marketing campaigns for these things too. I remember seeing them on TV where they'd be like, "Oh, here comes the Sharknado 2 is coming out," and everyone would be talking about Sharknado and how stupid it is and how they wanted to watch it.
But they sure as hell watched it.
Yeah. So they must have been generating a lot of views on it if they like were that would be interesting to see is how much how much they made off of that.
How much money can you make off a gimmick? Like a joke, like a bad joke, you know?
At least
look at Elon Musk himself, you know?
Damn.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Fucking got him. Speaking of which, you can catch us on Amazon Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
He doesn't own Amazon, Chris. That's Jeff Bezos.
I was going to let it go.
I'm not.
I'm too honest.
I'm not being stupid by association.
Who you normally are.
I'll be stupid on my own merit then. I know which asshole billionaire owns what.
Hey, it's okay. He's putting out the Musknet soon, so we'll be good. We'll be able to ride that
Musknet. I'm a total muskrat.
You would be.
So was he. All right, so our actors and our actresses in this, we have, as Chris said, Casper Van Dien, who's known for things like Starship Troopers, Alita Battle Angel, and Sleepy Hollow. And we have, for our one of our main actresses, is Catherine Oxenberg, who plays the doctor in this. Probably one of the best roles in the whole thing. Known for things like The Lair of the White Worm, the TV show Dynasty, and The Miracle of the Cards.
The Lair of the White Worm is definitely a porno, right?
Maybe.
Not a steep departure from the movie we're about to discuss.
And to quickly move through tags, because there are none, because this was a TV movie, unfortunately. Just to give you the filming location, this actually was filmed in Dominican Republic. It was filmed in Santo Domingo.
That's the $6 million right there.
No, just the drug smuggling.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was just for drug smuggling. Like, I think filming down there cannot have been expensive. But I'm glad they actually filmed it in the place they had. But yeah.
With that, I guess you can call it a plot, but go ahead, Jarvis.
Not since Odysseus took on the mighty Cyclops have I seen as noble and heroic a battle as when Nina and Rey battled the mighty Sharktopus. Standing outside the water, somehow, as he was shot 31 times from a single magazine on a 9mm caliber weapon. But it's important that we talk about these acts of heroism so they can travel on through the ages. And so, my friends, let us get into the plot of the 2015 cinematic masterpiece that is Sharktopus versus Werewolf. In the murky depths of a fantastical world where the extraordinary doth intertwine with the mundane, the tale of Sharktopus versus Werewolf unfurls like a curious dream. In this Dickensian phantasmagoria, a nefarious corporation driven by insatiable avarice have concocted monstrous hybrids, the fearsome Sharktopus and the colossal Werewolf. These unnatural abominations unleashed upon an unsuspecting populace become pawns in a sinister game.
Jarvis, that really had nothing to do
with it. I really liked the part at the beginning when they were on the boat.
They were.
That's true, they were on the boat.
They're on the boat, 10 feet from the shore, 10 feet from like the part where you make a sandcastle with your children, and they're going to lower a dead body into it for a burial at sea. Yeah.
That was my thought, one of my first thoughts. I was like, that's not very far from the shore. Someone's just going to go out like, I'm going to catch this wave, and then, you know, Steve's breaking out of the box and grabbing onto your leg.
Hit the widow in the head. Like, hey, little help! Sorry about your husband.
Yeah. Also,
I think back, dude.
I think that bay, the water must have been what, like 4.5 feet deep in general. Like, it just wasn't. I think the whole time they jumped out and he was like, at some point later on, he like grabs somebody from floating and. I think he's standing up. Like, I don't, she's like not gone anywhere.
Oh, yes, there's multiple times where he's just standing.
Yeah, he's definitely standing up. So one of the first things I noticed in that scene, I knew a lot of the CGI was going to be bad in this. It's expected. And I don't know if anyone else caught it, but besides the CGI Sharktopus in the beginning, did anyone else catch something that was unnecessarily CGI?
No.
It sure wasn't the titties bouncing, but...
It wasn't the titties bouncing. If you look closely, when the widow gets, like, the boat gets knocked and the widow falls back into the water, they CGI'd her falling into the water.
Amazing.
Like, when she's going back, it is fake water splashing out, and then it cuts to her in the water.
Did you see how hot that lady was? All right, she's gonna... You gotta... If you're gonna get her all wet, you're gonna pay extra,
That's true. That is probably accurate.
I just love that this was like a, I don't know what the respectful term is, but like, I guess movie. We could call it like canonically Catholic ceremony. Yes. on the boat in terms of like the funeral. And I just like to think like some time ago, someone from the Catholic side of the world got to see like a real no shit Viking funeral. I'm sure those timelines don't match up appropriately, but I'm going to keep going anyway. It's probably fine. I just like that they saw it and they were like, you know, I could do that. But I don't think they really grasp the concept because they're just gonna lower a box with a dead person like right offshore.
Yeah,
I figured that, you know what, I figured that this movie would be a little, you know, be a little bit of a slug to get through. So I thought I would pepper us with like some fun facts about octopuses, which actually leads me to the word octopuses. Did you know that the word octopus comes from the Greek word octopus, which means 8 foot? So there's the plural of octopus is octopuses. It's not octopi or octopods or anything like that.
I was actually thinking of correcting you, but I didn't want to cut you off. So you're telling me that octopi is not the proper pluralization of that word?
Nope, because octopus means 8. So if there's multiple, it's octopuses.
Hmm. Huh.
There you go. That's all I got.
I will say, this movie does have a better love story than Twilight, I think. I think that's...
You mean between the doctor and the werewolf?
Yes.
I was going to say between Casper Van Dien and alcohol.
Yes, well, that's also true.
I feel like that's a real life relationship.
Was he...
just as an outsider looking in.
Was he acting or was this just... He just show up. He's like, all right, my only stipulation is I get to be shit-faced the whole time. And they're like, okay, Casper, thank you.
They're like, that's your whole character, bud. Like, just hop in.
What's your character arc? I'm drunk.
On a boat.
We've actually been filming for 2 hours. You've been on set for 2 hours. We've been filming everything. It's fantastic. You are worth every
that,
penny.
That funeral, that was real. We didn't film that. You broke them up. Like,
you just broke it up.
Started shouting about this being your ship. Get off my ship. I love that they really lean into stereotypes. Specifically, evil, sexy German scientist. I say sexy with a grain of salt, but, you know. And Voodoo Papa Boo Boo. Whatever his fucking name was.
Yes.
It's pure cinema, this movie. There's no other way to
What about the nurse? The buxom nurse?
The buxom nurse.
they have the wah, 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 the music as she's like walking in high heels, and it's wonderful. It's
she is a porn star.
I assumed.
Yeah, no, she absolutely is.
What?
Okay.
She is?
Oh man, let me just bookmark this so I know to avoid it.
That's disgusting.
It later.
Where did I find those videos?
Where did I find those videos?
I need to block it on my Netscape browser so that my children don't
get to it. Hey, all due respect, I could not run in those heels. I don't know how she was doing it.
This is true.
Yeah, fair point.
I don't know if she was running as much as she was clapping sexily.
I mean, going off of the movement, it would still be running.
Did you say clogging sexy? Like,
I think he said clopping?
Like a horse? Plop.
Any one of these could be considered onomatopoeia for her other job directly following the shooting of this film. Which, you know, is funny. Like, she's an actual porn star. I just, like, what? Like, would this have been a more successful movie if they had just cut out the middleman and just focus on the porno that they were obviously shooting concurrently?
Right.
Yeah, like, I feel like they were trying to shoot two movies, but a parody porno usually follows the success of the actual full-length feature film. These guys were just like, fuck it, we're doing it live. We're doing it all at once.
Yeah, and I mean, that's... If you told me that that was true, which I believe it is now, that would explain the $6 million budget, because $3 million went to this film, and $3 million went to probably the greatest porn of all time.
So we're saying that this movie and these movies are the greatest siphoning act that's ever been committed by sci-fi, which is to falsely claim funds for this movie and siphon it into a porno movie so that they can make more money off of the porno movies.
Which we obviously know what the porno movie's called. It's Sharktopussy. Come on. Mm-hmm. And?
Yep. No. I want you to say it.
And?
Go ahead.
Whale-wolf. That's it.
Wow.
It's an almost true-to-life representation of it. Come on.
Enter now a disparate cast of characters, each ensnared in the web of this bizarre spectacle. A beleaguered scientist, an intrepid seafarer, and a ragtag crew of misfits find themselves embroiled in a struggle against these grotesque creations. The narrative unfolds through a lens of societal critique, as Dickens would, exposing the moral decay inherent in the pursuit of unchecked scientific power.
Again.
I have another fact for you guys. So did you know that octopuses have blue blood? To survive in deep ocean.
I did know that.
Oh, well.
I didn't.
All right. Well, I'm going to explain it. So to survive deep ocean, octopuses evolved a copper rather than an iron-based blood called hemocyanin, which turns its blood blue. And this helps to transport oxygen better than hemoglobin when the water temperature is very low.
Not too high for this.
So if we just replace all the iron in our blood with copper,
we die.
We'll be able to breathe more gooder.
Yes. You know what? I think we could live under the sea if we do that. Yep. I think that is accurate.
Yeah. So as far as getting back to how the movie is at this point, which I think is, we're going to say about a little more than halfway through the movie, we introduced everybody. We liked the CGI, right? It was good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. For what it was.
Awe-inspiring.
Words.
Words, I think, is a better one. It's bad.
We're trying so hard.
But the guy was a visual effects guy. So, like, this is...
Did Did you not hear the movies that I told you that he likes to direct?
He likes to direct, but he does visual effects for other shit.
Right, but right? But he likes doing movies like Dino Shark, Dino Croc, Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader. I think this right. is his fun stuff. This is his, like, I'll do that.
That's the thing is, I would rather him put 300% effort into realistic-looking CGI and just have the same shitty actors with a shitty script. I want something of utter pure quality.
No. Oh no.
I want something beautiful quality. And then
you want the thing like practical effects mixed with the acting of this movie.
Yes. Yes, that's what I want. I want to walk away from it going, was it a bad movie? Was it were there good things about it? Yes.
I'm so confused.
I'm sorry. Are you inferring that we did not have practical effects? Because I have quite a few scenes that we can discuss. For instance, Papi Grande, who we have not yet discussed, is the former minor league Dominican baseball
player. Do we have to discuss him? Like,
oh, we have to, because it is the origin of the whale wolf itself, my friend.
So I continue to ask you, do we have to discuss him?
The body bag that he was draped in when the evil, sexy scientist threw him into the ocean suddenly disappeared. Which is interesting, because that's impossible. It's just bad directing.
It floated away and it got caught on the casket.
I guess it could be rapidly biodegradable.
No.
But it sure just looked like a really heavy-duty black trash bag. And then when he comes back, we get that little snippet of him transforming in the CGI there. Unmatched. Oh. But then he comes back and he's just like this rotting-looking dude who is thirsting for blood. So he sucks on her bra strap a little bit.
I'm going to say, when you're thirsting, sometimes just the sucking on that bra strap is enough.
Ooh,
man.
All right. I'll do it, man. So speaking of thirsting, let me give you one more fact. I really like this one. After mating, did you guys know that the octopuses die?
I did not know that.
So I really like the phrasing of this explanation, too. The species practices external fertilization. So multiple males insert their spermatophores directly into the tubular funnel that females use to breathe.
Oh, that's
tubular. Or else, and verbatim, they literally hand her the sperm.
There you go.
Yeah.
What?
I've had this in my pocket for you.
I want to confirm here.
But when I do that, I get the cops called on me.
And now I have to leave the go-kart park. This is bullshit.
No. I want to clarify, you did say that they're shoving their spermatophore into the hole where they breathe?
Yeah, where'd you get lost?
Okay.
Yeah, but we're total perverts just because we want to stick our spermatophores in their breathing holes. We're just doing what the good Lord intended us
it's
to
just
do.
It's just science.
Which is, you can get pregnant from a blowjob then. That's what we're saying?
Yes, that... In it octopus culture,
but the liberals don't want it to happen.
In octopus culture, this is what we consider to be a dick move.
This is true.
The other great example of practical effects, the fact that we got a real-time Bad Dragon product placement in the form of Sharktopus's tentacle.
Oh, good call.
I mean, this movie was made for us, gentlemen.
Again, we already said it. There was a porno being filmed directly adjacent to this, so
absolutely
the tentacle makes a lot of sense.
And Bad Dragon, just saying, we're here.
Do you think
sponsor us?
Do you Bad Dragon give us
this
money?
This was a Bad Dragon. Do you think it was a Bad Dragon?
You mean the actual prop?
Yeah, I think it was a Bad Dragon.
It could be.
Well, I do know that Big Bad Voodoo Daddy does take the tentacle and just take a big old nom out of it, which is pretty great. Did we like that scene? Did we like the scene of him both eating it and then talking about his cock the whole time?
The best scenes in this were when the humans weren't there.
For like an illogical amount of time, he was talking about his cock while like biting into a tentacle, right?
Yes. Yeah.
At 1.5 speed, it was a very long time. Yes, it was.
It really was.
The one writer was like, okay, guys, I've heard about the rule of threes. I get it. You say things three times and it's funny. Let me say it 100 times. It's going to be so it's going to be so fucking funny.
Before we get into the final act, can I ask you all a question? If you could be spliced between two animals of the vast animal kingdom, which would they be?
Cricket squirrel.
Love it. Chris, go. Gun to your head. Speed round.
Sloth hamster.
Love it. I like that they're both furry. You didn't even try. Dan, next.
Platypus capybara.
I like that. Can you imagine that big fucker running after you? It's like, my ankles are poisonous. Skip up here.
Yes!
I'm going horseshoe crab koala. I want to spray blue ink, but it's mixed with chlamydia. Oh, I'm trying to weaponize chlamydia more than I've already done. As the Sharktopus and Whalewolf wreak havoc, the ensemble cast grapples with their own personal demons and collective salvation. Themes of redemption, justice, and the consequences of unchecked ambition permeate the narrative. The supernatural dance with the mundane, Sharktopus vs. Whalewolf serves as a cautionary tale, a dark mirror reflecting the perils of tampering with the very fabric of nature and the societal implications that arise when humanity's creations turn against their creators.
Look, Jarvis, I get what you're trying to do, but none of
it really, to me, was like heartbreaking. Honestly, watching him be electrocuted was heartbreaking.
It was sad, right?
Very sad.
It was sad.
Very confusing, but most like 60-40 confusing, sad, like 70-30 at worst.
I'm glad that we have a military expert on here, because I do want to talk about the effectiveness of the close range bombs that were dropped on our good Whalewolf.
Yes.
Those people were what? 10 feet away?
You know, let's be generous. Let's call it 13 feet away. And yeah, they dropped HE rounds that effectively blew up like a small hand grenade, which is, I think, was great. I think they really laid in on exactly what it was going to take to bring the beast down.
They carpet bombed. They didn't just like strategically carpet bombed.
Dude, it's Latin America. They're not going to completely ruin a fucking football stadium. It's not going to happen, man. They got to play soccer the next day.
That's fair.
Ray, Casper Van Dien's character, says a line that I thought was pretty deep and kind of compelling, and it really did wrap up the entirety of the theme. He looks into the camera when they're looking at the TV, watching reality TV, and he says, "How can you watch that crap?" But really, he's talking to us. He's talking to us, the audience.
That's exactly how I felt when Amazing. That line was said. And I was like, I don't know how I'm watching this right now.
You know, I think I watched it how God intended. I was folding the clothes and half paying attention.
I think that's true. That's cable television.
It was beautiful. Yeah.
Where'd you guys fall out? Did it take longer than 10 minutes for you
no.
guys to absolutely like, okay, just to completely derail any sort of like attention span toward this film?
Maybe about that 10 minute mark at probably earlier. I started looking around for anything else to do. I was like, what else can I fucking do? I was ready to go start projects I've been putting off for months.
How much time went by when we cut to Ray in jail after the funeral? How much movie time is that? Like,
oh.
Was that like 8 minutes?
Like 8 minutes.
If that.
Because I was watching this at work at 1.5 speed, and I was like, God, I hope I have to go to a meeting soon. I hope there's an impromptu meeting so I can stop watching this.
I hope I'm getting fired so I can go home.
It makes you oddly productive, this film.
Yeah, I got a lot of work done today.
Yeah. I think this film has really interesting implications. I think that we should make this kind of like a lottery situation where, like, if an A-list actor loses a bet, like fantasy football, they have to do like one of these sci-fi original films, like Kevin Hart starring in Sharktopus versus Koala Crab. I think that could
be good.
Pretty awesome. You could do a reality TV show around it.
I'm interested in that. That's a way better idea.
I like this idea.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, like, can you imagine that Zendaya and like, I don't know, Harry Styles and whoever
right.
else, they all throw their name in a hat, and then somebody has to be in one of these.
It should be at the end of the Oscars. Like, yes. All right, now we've talked about the best films of the year. Now who's going to pull the short straw? It has to do Sharktopus versus Koala Crab 3D.
And it's, for whatever reason, it's always Robert Downey Jr. I don't know why. It's just, he needs the money, I guess.
I would definitely watch that movie.
Kyle, do you regret making us watch this, though?
Was this my choice?
I think it was your choice. Your fault.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I put it on the wheel.
Yeah. This the whole category was your choice. You were like, we need to do this style of movie. And you
were adamant.
It was
about
a name. I don't remember what the name is.
I feel like I'm being gaslit.
No,
because I
you
don't
might
think
be on fire from this gaslighting because it was 100% Jarvis. It was 100% Jarvis.
All right, then let me re-ask that question. Do you feel bad about making us watch this movie now, Jarvis?
Kyle, do you?
Because only reason why I'm defensive is that I, for a fact, know when I put something bad in there, it's my baby. So I feel something.
You felt nothing for this.
This one, nothing.
Really holding on to you. You should have left, aren't you?
When you put your spermatophore of bad movies into the tiny wheel, what you're saying is at that point, that is your baby.
The breathing hole of
the breathing hole of the tiny wheel.
What Kyle's saying is he sticks his spermatophore down our breathing hole, so we have to choke on that shit while we're watching it. That's what he's saying.
That's his baby. He owns that shit.
That's me. Well, is that the end of our? Is that the end of our?
Think,
our a lovely little thing.
I think we're good. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the fastest we've ever done it.
Well, in that case, I'm glad we did a good old slapping there. Dan, what do you have for our spoopometer rating?
Well, you know, I've been really enjoying giving you guys all facts peppered through here about octopuses. So I'll leave you with one more. Did you guys know that octopuses have three hearts? Two of their hearts work exclusively to move blood beyond the animal's gills, while the third keeps circulation flowing for all the organs. So, guys.
Someone watched Finding Dory.
So, guys, how many hearts you got pumping for this? The love for this movie. What a beautiful piece of cinema.
My guess on the spoop meter was wrong.
Yeah, the guess this week from Chris was how many suction cups?
Yeah, how many suction cups on the tentacles of a sharktopus?
Yeah, this is not a scary movie. Like, we've watched some like scary movies and this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing. It's nothing, anything. It's not, I don't even know if it was a good time. I think with friends and beer and maybe weed or something, it's probably way better. But I think a one-on-one watch was kind of rough. I'm giving no hearts to this thing. I'm keeping all three of mine.
Yeah, it wasn't scary. It wasn't great. I wish I made the choice of staying home and watching this movie either high, drunk, or on some kind of hallucinogenic drug. May have been more enjoyable. I'm not giving any hearts either. Nothing.
I'm aghast at you gentlemen.
What are the fucking odds?
For besmirching the good name of cinema that is Sharktopus. I can't do this. It's so fucking bad. More than anything, it's a movie about a shark that has fucking tentacles, and it is incalculably fucking stupid beyond any measure of rational thinking. It is such a bad fucking movie that it makes you question your own life and, like, what has led you to watching this shit. But more importantly, the mechanisms that go into getting $6 million fucking dollars to tape something like this. It's absurd. Don't watch it. Kill yourself. Goodbye. No hearts.
You know what? I am surprised at all of you. What did we get into this business for? For the money? No, we didn't
get
in
this
business for the... We didn't get in this business for the money. We got in it for the movies, for the horror movies. And this right here is a piece of fucking cinema gold. I'm going to give it 2 hearts. I think it was a fun watch. I still don't know what happened. I only watched about 10 minutes of it. But I think it was really good what I saw. And I got all my chores done. And that's what I got to say. Pump that heart, baby.
All right, so now is the perfect time for admit that I really only watched 10 minutes of this movie.
I fucking knew it.
I couldn't do it. I was just skipping to random parts and just like watching a few different scenes here and there. I couldn't do it.
I watched the whole thing. I watched it sped up, but I watched the whole thing.
I didn't speed it up. Nope. You know what's really cool, Kyle? Another IT-ism. How did that CB radio call the landline phone of the voodoo guy. Thought it was pretty neat.
I thought that was pretty nice.
Thought it was pretty cool.
That's where some of the $6 million budget went. They figured out how to do that.
They researched the technology to go from landline to CB radio.
Amazing.
We didn't talk about the voodoo a lot. It was
voodoo-licious.
Where the fuck did it go? Oh, we did not talk about the fact that
actual voodoo happened?
Voodoo in the end is what saves and revives Sharktopus.
Is that what she was jiggling about at the end?
Yeah, so I know you assholes didn't watch it, but...
I did too! I watched the whole movie!
Right. So did I. I just saw her jiggling and it just kind of cut, and I was like...
Okay. Yeah, like she's jiggling the thing and she does the whole spell and she puts in like a piece of the tentacle or whatever, and yeah, there comes the baby Sharktopus, and so we can have the next movie, which I believe was Pteracuda?
No, this was the last one.
This was the last one, yeah. Okay.
Pteracuda?
Pteracuda. Also, Dickensian?
Hey, I'm not AI. I'm just...
it's Dickensian.
Yeah. Is it Dickensian?
Yes.
It is, yeah. Dickensian.
It's
Charles Dickens. It's
I understood the reference. I just had no idea.
Well, you know what?
Charles Dickens was a writer. English, if you will.
If you can believe it.
Do you have any facts about Charles Dickens?
I'll take it over.
I'm
going to
leave
movie.
That for our next one. Christmas Story Returns.
Well, in this case, I do want to say thank you. I don't know why you're listening, but I appreciate it. Maybe just go watch this movie again. That's probably a good use of your time. I want to thank Andrew Cavadal. Music, good. Go find him. He's on our things. I want to thank a man named Jarvis. He does our editing now. Great guy. You might know him from things like this podcast, actually. It's crazy. But either way, great times. And Chris, what do you have to say to all of the whale wolves out there?
Thanks for stopping by and having a horrible time.
Robert De Niro.
Sharktopus shows up. You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
And then it smacks him in the face.